This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon us, yes, El Mondarino, 7th of January, my sister's birthday, on this date, 1943. Hooray, Linda, Stefan, have a ride. What do you think?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. How was your birthday, by the way? Yours was last Friday.
Yeah, it was great. I had a wonderful weekend. Thank you for asking. It was really,
you're
really
welcome.
Fun. Yeah.
We're all friends here. We might as well find out how these things go. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, working to make everything right. Well, how about we start with you, Victoria, in terms of what's going on? How good are things today? How bad are things today? How wonderful can we make the day through this hour?
Well, a story that people have been following since last week, which has gotten national attention, was the unfortunate murder of that 7-year-old girl who was in the car with her mom and her sister at the time. And now two suspects, thanks to Twitter, are in custody. And Sean King, who is an activist and has a very large following on Twitter, he has gotten involved trying to raise money for a reward. And he did so, got up to $100,000, and he combed through a bunch of tips that he asked for on Twitter, and it turns out that one of them was the right one, and he reported that to the sheriff, and this is in Harris County, and now they have two different men in custody. The first man in custody is a man named Eric Black. He is 20 years old, and the second suspect has not been named yet, but Eric Black is expected to be charged with murder today. They think the whole thing might be a case of mistaken identity. And so there's a lot of murkiness in terms of the details of the story, but the good news is at least two of these suspects are in custody. Initially, this story got a lot of attention because people thought it was very racially motivated, because the initial reports came out that the shooter was a white man in his 40s driving a red pickup truck, and it turned out that that person may exist, but was probably just a witness to the crime and has nothing to do with the crime itself. So it's, I think, easing a little bit of tension surrounding this case. But the good news is, you know, sometimes social media can work for the greater good, and in this case, it really did.
Well, social media, yeah, we have a lot of, I certainly do, have a lot of reservations about social media and what it does, good, yes, and bad, yes, and more of it is focused on Facebook. But I think that is part of the maturing. Facebook has been around longer than everything else, hasn't it? When you look at all the other social media?
Definitely.
So is it part of the maturation of social media, that is Facebook in this case? We're on Facebook. You go to Facebook.com, DJV Show. You can find us there. I have a Facebook page. My farm, Eastleigh Farm, has a page. And I'm going to bring this out because it really does speak to the issue that a lot of us have been focused on. I'm having a hearing tonight because we're going to go to an idea that my son actually and some of his friends came up with to make the farm more viable. We're going to grow cannabis. And it is, I thought it was going to be fairly controversial. It is to a point. But the reason I'm bringing it up here is because there's a Facebook page that focuses on the community, and you get a good sense of what the community thinks, the real community thinks, about these sorts of things by watching. I didn't participate. I just watched what people were writing. And the kinds of things that people, again, will say under the cover of, do you really, is this really you, or is this just somebody made up? You can say almost anything that you want if you use somebody else's name, or you come up with a fake name, or whatever it is. And so the things that have been said aren't, they aren't really bad about me, and they aren't really bad about the farm. It's actually been very supportive of the idea. Not that it surprised me, because it is a good use of the farm. And once you understand what the real program is, you understand that nobody's going to be hurt by it. Nobody's going to have, you know, but there are the things that people come up with who are against it have really nothing to do with what's going on there. They don't read, they don't listen, they don't hear. They just know that they don't like it, so they're going to come up with things that are ridiculous. And I wonder how much of that is reflective of other things that are posted there. And do we see that sort of thing as Instagram matures, as Twitter matures? Are we seeing the same sort of thing developing, or is there a danger, if that's the right word, for Twitter to do the same, become the same sort of pile of rot that Facebook has, and Instagram as well, which belongs to Facebook? Do we have that?
I don't even know if it's a maturation necessarily. I think there's plenty of people who are immature on not so much Facebook now, maybe Instagram and maybe Twitter. But it's like anything else in life. There's good uses for things and there's bad uses for things. It's how people choose to live their lives. So of course social media is going to be good when it helps catch a criminal or it helps figure something else out. But there's still, not to be a negative Nelly, but there's still plenty of bullying and there's still plenty of nastiness, especially on Twitter, that goes on every single minute of every single day.
So is this R. Kelly thing an example of that? I'm trying to understand the pieces of all of that and who's saying what about John Legend got involved in it. Jada Pinkett Smith is on it. What is R. Kelly accused of doing, and why is there so much attention to it on social media?
Well, R. Kelly, I mean, for the way I understand the story, is that R. Kelly was accused of a lot of things. And just
recently... What was he accused of?
It was like, wasn't there child, and not only sexual harassment, but I think even with the younger people.
Underage girls. Yeah.
Right. And so that was going on, and then we talked a couple weeks ago about he had this TV special, and I guess he's trying to kind of reclaim his career. And so what I saw happening over the weekend on social media is that Jada Pinkett Smith is mad that people are liking... that people are actually paying attention to R. Kelly in his move to kind of revitalize his career. That's the way I understood it. I don't know if that's what you saw too, Victoria, but I think they're upset.
I actually didn't see anything about this all weekend, so I have no idea. I just know it's a TV special that I'm not interested in.
A TV special on him?
It's about him.
And I think it's also the fact that he's trying to release new music and people are accepting it, and Jada Pinkett Smith is upset that people are actually listening to the music. That she feels like he should be kind of discounted, thrown out with the woodpile because of what he did in the past.
Well, so, and look at, you know, but that for whatever reason, people seem very forgiving when it comes to musicians or artists. I mean, look at Chris Brown. He should never have had a career after that Rihanna stuff. And yet, you know, he did too. It's just very weird to me that people
look what happened to Bobby Brown, and it wasn't really him. He was accused of all kinds of things having to do with Whitney Houston, and apparently he wasn't the culprit. But that isn't what you got out of reading a lot of social media postings at that time. It was an earlier time in social media. I got that he was the bad dude who got her hooked, and in fact, it wasn't that way at all. If anything, it was the other way around.
I guess the story, and TMZ was reporting on this, Jada Pinkett Smith over the weekend posted a video wondering why R. Kelly's streaming numbers were spiking after people made all these bad claims in that television special, Surviving R. Kelly. And so she asked if black women do not matter enough. And so she was talking about this as more of a racial issue, as a value in society issue. And she's questioning the people who, the fans who are continuing to support him after all the information that's come out.
Do we really think, though, that R. Kelly fans are mostly white? I feel like Jada, you know, if Jada's upset, and she should be, and I understand why, but I think that needs to go to, she needs to talk to her own community about that, and I think
she's talking about, talking about black women, so I don't know if she's directing that at black men or whoever, but,
yeah.
All right, well, it's food for thought anyway. Lots of things to think about as usual. Today is like every other day in the sense that there's so much going on. We have lots to kibitz about, lots to talk about. Happy to have you along for the ride quarter after the hour. If you want to leave a great impression on people, may I suggest that you start with your smile. There are lots of things. There are a number of teeth whitening systems out there that you can get online. You can get them in the store. You can get them any number of ways. that all have the same aim, and that is to make your teeth look better. But let's compare them. Let's go any number of ways that you can look at these things. But most importantly, there are two things. The impact, that is, how well do they whiten your teeth, and what cost, not money, but what's the cost to your teeth, your enamel. The thing that I have become impressed with when it comes to power swabs is that it works quickly. It works well. I use it on my own teeth. The ladies here are using it on their teeth. And the stains that come off don't come off because the enamel is being eaten away. This material, that's the all-natural ingredients here, the patented tooth detergent whitening agent that gets into and actually extracts the bad color without affecting the enamel at all. That's what you want. You want your enamel to be consistent. You want your enamel to have the integrity that it always has had to protect your inner teeth so they don't become full of cavities. If you drink coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of stuff, then you've probably tried whitening strips. You've probably tried the toothpaste, and you haven't really liked the impact. And sometimes you go to the dentist, and he'll give you or she'll give you a $500 treatment. And, okay, yeah, it works because they're using power swabs to clean your teeth. So, let me tell you how to get a hold of power swabs. That's the bottom line here. Calling 800-208-1797 makes it all work, makes your dreams come true, makes your teeth get white and bright at half price using the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. Pretty effective, right? Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. You got 50% off the retail price. Power swabs, the best way, the most integral way to keep your smile the way you want it to be is to use power swabs. Dialing up 800-208-1797 puts you there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I had a comment about the cannabis meeting going on here in Framingham. I see the governor of Washington, Jay Inslee, has plans to pardon thousands of people who have been convicted of marijuana possession. That's pretty intelligent because it's ridiculous that people are in the system because of that. A marijuana justice initiative expedites the pardoning process for adults with a single misdemeanor marijuana possession conviction. Applies to convictions between January of 98 and December of 2012. That's the day recreational marijuana possession became legal. What do you ladies think about convicting, pardoning anybody who's been convicted of that sort of thing? Jen?
Well, I think just people who are in for using, again, I kind of line up with you. I think if you are a distributor of something illegal, then you should be in jail. If you were caught and just caught using a small amount, then no.
Jen, what do you think? Thumbs up or down?
Same thing, yeah. Same thing.
Same,
yep.
Thing. Okay. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Britney Spears. I recognize her. She delivered some bad news to her fans, announcing that her new Vegas show, Britney Domination, will not be happening. She's going to take care of her father, apparently. She captioned a photo of her dad saying, "A couple of months ago, my father's hospitalized, almost died. We're all so grateful that he came out of it alive, but he still has a long road ahead of him. I had to make the difficult decision to put my full focus and energy on my family. I hope you all understand it's important to always put your family first, and that's the decision I made." Her father was rushed to the hospital in Vegas a couple of months ago after his colon spontaneously ruptured. That can't be good.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oof.
I never knew your
something
colon.
Else to worry about.
Yeah. I didn't know that could happen.
It was in he was in the hospital for 28 days. This must be serious stuff and nothing to trifle with. But he's supposed to make a full recovery. Has a lot of positive hospital recovery time. "I've been looking forward to his show and to this show," she says. "Seeing all of you so doing this breaks my heart. I appreciate your prayers and support for my family during this time. Thank you, and love to all, always." Britney Domination.
Shows how mature she's become, actually.
Yes.
The fact that she had such a hard time and said that her father was the one that kind of saved her and pulled her career back and saved her life, and now she wants to go be with him and help him with it. That, to me, tells me she's doing really a lot better than maybe we even think she is.
Yeah. So it was supposed to start on the 13th of next month, 31 shows through August. Sources familiar with the show say ticket sales had been slower than other residency shows at the theater, including Lady Gaga's double residency, which started last month, includes one performance of her pop hits and one focused on jazz and piano. By the way, did you watch last night on the Golden Globes the outfit that Gaga had on?
Mm-hmm. I liked
her hair.
Dress, except for the weird sleeves.
It was like a little capelet thing with the sleeves attached.
Pretty interesting. All right, so anyway, that's the story on Britney Spears at the moment. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Now our focus is on Neil Young, whose wife Peggy passed away, age of 66. She had cancer. Neil Young shared a post with a tribute to her titled, "Such a Woman, Peggy Young." 1952 to 2019, includes lyrics from Young's song, Such a Woman, inspired by his wife, with lines like, Our love will live until the end of time. Neil and Peggy were married for 36 years. They were divorced a couple of years ago. They have two children, Ben and Amber. In 86, they started the Bridge School nonprofit, helping children with severe physical and speech impairments, which both of their children have. The post reads, quote, You're such a woman to me, and I love you. Our love will live until the end of all time. No one else can kill me like you do. No one else can fill me like you do. And no one else can feel our pain. Love is a healer, and I love you. You're such a woman to me. These are the lyrics from the song. And he writes, Thanks, Peggy, for being such a wonderful mother to our children. You live inside of them, and many you have touched. So
she was really instrumental in starting the Bridge School. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they do a benefit concert every year where they have the biggest names in music have donated their time to playing these concerts. And the kids that they help are just, you know, severely impaired. It's a really wonderful, wonderful place where, you know, they just didn't have a place to send their own kids, so they started their own school.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. Those are absolutely wonderful sentiments. Very touching. It shows to go, yeah, that people who get divorced sometimes don't do it for reasons that you might think. It's 28 past the hour here on the Monday EJV program.
Compassion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a beautiful story of a great being who once reached the gates of pure peace, the gates to a place where suffering does not and cannot exist. And as the gates opened and this incredible being was welcome to enter, she hesitated. In fact, she outright stopped. This unspeakably compassionate being turned and faced all other life. She looked at the countless life forms who still had to endure suffering. And right then and there, in that moment, she took a vow that she would not walk through those gates until every living being could do so as well. We often look to alleviate our own suffering, and that's certainly understandable. But think about how transformative it can be for any of us, or all of us, or I guess more importantly for you, to spend your effort trying to help alleviate the suffering of others. For more on developing your own compassion, visit drchristianconti.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Harris County, Texas, one man has been charged for the death of a little girl shot while riding in the family car back on December 30th.
The Harris County Sheriff's Office homicide investigators formally charged Eric Black Jr. with capital murder in the death of Jasmine Barnes.
But Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says they are now working to bring charges against a second suspect in the shooting. He hasn't disclosed whether that second person's in custody. The small Georgia town of Bartow has been evacuated after a train derailment and chemical spill overnight. The chemicals include chlorine. It derailed about 8:30 last night, about 80 miles east of Macon. No injuries have been reported. Actor Kevin Spacey's due in court in Massachusetts this morning for arraignment on a sexual assault charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listenable. That's how this program is described. That's very nice. Thank you. DJ V, time is 34 after the hour. Monday, the 7th of January is upon us. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen on the air. Let me turn in our attention to Jennifer, who has any number of jobs in this half hour. Television report, but let's get to something that may be a little more gritty, shall we?
No, this isn't gritty at all. This is the Golden Globes. We haven't talked about them yet. The Golden Globes are held on Sunday night, officially kicking off award season for Hollywood. Of course, a lot of speculation as to who will host the Oscars, who will the big winners be. The SAG Awards will be coming up next. And I don't know if the Golden Globes shed much light on that. The winners were really spread out over a lot of different categories. Yeah. It wasn't like one really ran the night. I think probably the most notable story is that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga and A Star Is Born was shut out other than for Best Song. So they got a music
best
award.
Best Actor wasn't... he was up for it, but he didn't win it.
Yeah, they were all nominated, but they were shut out in their categories. Yeah, so if you missed it, Best Motion Picture as a Drama went to Bohemian Rhapsody, which seemed to surprise people, although everybody that I know talked about how awesome the movie was. So they won for Best Drama. Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, Green Book. And I think it's odd how they categorize these. I've heard it's great. I don't know if it's... I guess
not
it's
a comedy.
Music in it. Right. No, Best Director Motion Picture...
Alfonso Cuarón. He won for Roma. Best performance by an actress.
Does anybody know anything about
drama.
That movie, Roma?
No, except just over the weekend, I saw a few people I follow on Instagram talking about how great it is. But I literally don't know anything other than that.
Never
but the fact that he won as a director over Bradley Cooper, I think that really surprised people. That was that seemed to be the big upset.
That annoyed a lot of people.
A lot of people are saying that it was really difficult for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to be taken seriously. She talked about not being taken seriously in music.
You mean in the movie?
No, she, before the awards, talked about not, or actually at the awards, talked about how she was not taken seriously in music, that it's hard for women to be taken seriously in that sphere. But I think a lot of people now are saying, well, maybe it's hard for Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga to be taken seriously in an awards environment. So we'll see how they do. It's not over yet. They still have the Academy Awards, which I actually tend to think will probably be more kind to them than the Golden Globes were. All right, best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama, Glenn Close won for The Wife. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama, Rami Malek, who became his role in Bohemian Rhapsody. He became Freddie Mercury. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy, Olivia Colman in The Favorite. Best performance by an actor in a musical or comedy, again, I don't know if this was a musical or comedy, Christian Bale obviously looked the part for Vice.
No.
Best performance by an actress in a supporting role is Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk. Best performance by an actor supporting role in a motion picture, Mahershala Ali. Ali in Green Book. So screenplay went to Green Book. That was kind of the big winner of the night. And for television, The Americans won for best series. Sandra Oh made history. First Asian to host the award show. First Asian to win best performance by an actress in a television series for Killing Eve. Richard Madden won for Bodyguard for a dramatic television series. The Kaminsky Method, which I hadn't even heard of until.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
I've heard it's great now. I started reading about it online. It looks awesome. That's the best television series, musical or comedy, and that's a Netflix production.
Michael Douglas won too for that. I told you last week. I said you would really like that.
It's very good.
And then actress in a comedy
Netflix.
Series on television, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So there
is
you
just
go.
Me or am I like so over Mrs. Maisel?
Yeah,
I need to watch it.
Everybody that I know that watches it absolutely loves it. So I think we need to watch it. That's our homework assignment.
Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
You can do it for free.
I'm watching that show Bosch on Amazon. It's quite an interesting, it's really well done, as a lot of the stuff that Amazon's doing, but it's a regular, it's a series, you know, cop drama, but this guy, whose name I can't remember, he's been a seasoned character actor for years and years and years. He has a strange name, and I can't remember, but he's very good, and there are very good performances by lots of other people in the show, so anyway. That's part of the TV report.
I also think one of the biggest surprises last night was Glenn Close winning. She won Best Actress, and she beat out Lady Gaga in a pretty tough category for a movie I've never heard of called The Wife.
Yeah,
never
it's been
heard
around.
Of it.
Yeah,
but
it's been
so
around.
Good for her. That's
she,
cool.
I think I'm trying to remember who wasn't Sutherland. Wasn't Donald Sutherland in that movie with her? Do I remember that?
Don't know.
Seems to me. All right, anyway.
It was cute to see her get congratulated by Michael Douglas, because I forgot that they did Fatal Attraction together.
Yeah.
That's one of the fun things about the Globes, too. You forget that people are friends. Yeah, right.
And I thought she looked really pretty. She looked so classy, I thought.
Yeah. Yep.
A lot of fashion. I just thought that with political correctness, it is very difficult to have awards because we've gone so far now to the extreme that you are really kind of tying the hands of the hosts to really even make jokes at this point.
Yeah.
You can't really do the Joan Rivers thing where people comment about fashion because we can't talk about female appearance anymore. I mean, it's really gotten kind of weird. And in such a short amount of time, the face of the award show has changed in 2 years. Yeah. And it's...
Is that because of the Me Too movement?
It's not as fun as it used to be.
Some of it.
Sure.
But we all agree the Me Too movement was appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's the Me Too movement at its core, and then I also think it's the cultural changes that have happened in Hollywood as a result of the backlash to it. The Me Too movement had nothing to do with the woman's dress on the red carpet, but part of that, of not judging women and about, you know, not sexualizing them so much in the workplace, is you can't talk about what they look like on the red carpet anymore.
Yeah, I am with you. I think the Me Too movement was certainly appropriate, and there's still a lot of more scallywags to be, I think, flushed out, frankly. But I think we have... I get a little tired of saying something that I might not have thought about, and then somebody gives me an eye, and they, oh, that's a, you know, it's the whole business about being politically correct, it seems to me, to a point, is in the ears and the mind of the beholder. There are some things that are just, you know, there that were never appropriate to cross the line, but I still think that there are a lot of people who are way too sensitive about some of this stuff, and it gets tiresome, actually, to be thinking about everything. I'm like that on the air now. I used to, and I'm not a controversial sort, but I think, and I have been, I don't know, maybe for the past 10 years or so, thinking about stuff. Not bad to think about it before you say it, but sometimes you just can't or you don't. When you do as much radio or the conversation stuff on the radio, sometimes you just, and people say, well, yes, that really tells who you truly are. No, it doesn't at all. It just is a part of people listening who may want to give you the old 1-2 for whatever the reason. Anyway.
Well, unfortunately, I've always loved Ricky Gervais hosting the Golden Globes. And unfortunately, that's never going to happen again. So.
No, he's a horror show as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I always thought he was hilarious, and he made fun of so many people, and they went up to him backstage and became friends with him, because no one makes fun of people in Hollywood. And then he had the balls to do it, and it was funny, but that's never going to happen again. We will never see that style of a host. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, even they were a little edgier. It's never going to happen again. Mm. It's very, very
bland. I thought
bland.
They were great. I thought it's just now, it's like, you're right. It's either they're going to have no host award shows, maybe no award shows at all, or they're going to...
Yeah.
Sandra Oh and Andrew Samberg were very likable. They were both of them. I don't think anybody hated them. It's very milquetoast. It was very kind of snoozy.
You know, I don't even have the balls to say balls. You were Victoria. I usually say balsam when I mean balls. Can I say balls now? And it's okay. It's not politically insensitive. It's like saying I'm pissed off. What is that? I think that's a crude reference, but people say it all the time. You see it on TV. All the time, references. It's one of those things that has changed with time, I guess, under the circumstances. As long as we're on television, a lot of people watching Fox's The Masked Singer, which premiered last week. The Twittersphere has been buzzing about it. Nick Cannon, following 12 celebrities from different lines of the entertainment industry. Robin Thicke, Ken Jeong, Jenny McCarthy, Nicole Scherzinger. I don't even know who she is.
Scherzinger, she's a singer from the Pussycat Dolls. She's not that important.
So what's the object of the show? What is this?
You have to guess who's behind the mask. They perform live, and you have to guess who it is. And they give you clues along the way. So it's like a mystery. And so people are now taking to Twitter to try to shout out their guesses. Lewis and I watched this last week, and it's so much fun. We were literally shouting our guesses at the TV.
Really?
It was so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Cool.
So, yeah, and it's a lot of different ages, all kinds of different genres. Athletes, actors, singers. It's a really cool mix of people.
Yeah. And well-known people, too, it looks like.
Well, the guesses so far, we only know one person. That's Antonio Brown from the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was eliminated. But the guesses so far include Tori Spelling and Rumor Willis and Wayne Brady and Donny Osmond. So we don't know who's behind the mask yet, but those are the guesses.
By the way, since we made mention of Antonio Brown, anybody watch the playoffs? Excuse me.
Watched a little tiny bit of them. I kind of had it on his background.
So what happened to this guy from the Cowboys? The hit he took was so bad, Dallas and Seattle, that Fox didn't show the replay because he got hurt so badly. Anybody?
I didn't watch that.
This is what we're all talking about with regard to football, and now whether this is the politically correct atmosphere that we're in, and they don't want to show it, but apparently this guy got really wailed. And so the Fox call was not to play it back again because he got hurt so badly. And the way he got hurt, this is another one of those things, the utter violence that is part of, it's like the, I still liken it to what happened during the gladiators. You know, they go out and these guys don't get killed, but the aim is to hurt them. That's what they are trying to do. And I think it's disgraceful. It really is. And the word was gruesome that I saw from...
That's not good.
No. No. But it is, you know, all these people so fascinated with football. And then what are they? Oh, my God, I hope the guy recovers. Well, he knows what he was getting into. I'm not here to defend him because when you sign on the dotted line for all that money, you know what you're getting into. But it's a lesson that needs to be passed down to college and high school and even these younger kids. What was it last month? We were talking about 5- and 6- and 7-year-old kids playing football. What are you, nuts?
Yeah, the concussions that they've already now identified.
Yeah. Yeah. Damned irresponsible parenting. All right, Jennifer, you want to have a quick list of what's on TV tonight?
Why not? We just keep going, right? And tonight's going to be a big night of premieres, at least for, well, I don't know, Carrie, are you excited about season 23 of The Bachelor? I might actually watch this one and see if I can get around Colton, who is the new Bachelor. He was devastated during the last season of The Bachelor. He went to Bachelor in Paradise. He had some drama there. Now Colton Underwood will be the new Bachelor. He'll get to choose between a pageant star, a woman pretending to have an Australian accent to try to get noticed.
That's the reason I'm going
to
watch it.
People pretending to be pretty good.
Australian.
Yeah, ABC tonight at 8 o'clock. You can check that one out. CBS is in mostly reruns tonight. However, they have a brand new episode of Happy Together. That's kind of running out. It's season run. That's at 8:30. The Flash is in reruns tonight on CW and Fox, but NBC is back with their premiere of America's Got Talent, The Champions. What they're doing, instead of running another season of The Voice this time around, is they're going to bring back America's Got Talent. They're going to bring in all of the people who have done really well, the champions in the past, to see who the ultimate winner will be. That's at 8 o'clock, so some of your old favorites will be back for that. And then at 10 o'clock, a brand new episode of Manifest, which is a pretty good show, catching some traction. That's at 10 o'clock tonight on NBC. So check those out. Some new, big new shows starting up again.
Here's something that's big and new. For those of you who don't know about the full catalog at MyPillow.com, MyPillow for pets. I found out, and I don't know why I thought this was surprising, because you know you can wash all of MyPillows, wash them and dry them, keep them fresh that way. I have a pet bed, I have a dog bed for Daisy May that I get from MyPillow. And she had an accident on it, and so what I decided to do was do what I did with the pillow. I wasn't sure whether you could wash it or not, but I stuck it in the washing machine anyway, and it came out with flying colors, if you will. You know what I did? I used the color bleach on it. I don't mean to make that's not a pun, but it was. Came out with flying colors. So if you want your pet to enjoy the comfort of their very own MyPillow pet bed, you can do what I did. Order it, get it, and... And when there's, you know, something, sometimes the dog things need to be, well, just like our stuff, needs to be washed with regularity. And you can do that with the pet bed. Promo code DJV to get it at half price, 10-year warranty. And by the way, all the pillows that are being sold now have a guarantee. You can keep them until the 1st of March, and they'll take them back if you don't like them. It's a very, very, very good deal. Free shipping for everything. All parts of everything made in the USA for whatever they're selling you, whatever you're buying, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get their pillows at half price, or two for the price of one, or four for the price of two. MyPillow.com, discount code DJV.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation?
Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get through Tech Talk. It's 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria Keenan is here with me. I'm the Dougster with a number of things that are in focus. We can always find good Tech Talk items, including these DNA testing kits, which may or may not be of any value, Victoria.
Yeah, well, it, based on your ethnicity, it may not be of much value right now. So the family history DNA test kits were a hugely popular gift this Christmas. It was like the number 3 or 4 selling item on all of Amazon. And however, though, it turns out there's some new studies coming out on the real relevance of the results. And it turns out if you are not of a white European ancestry, you're not really going to get very specific results. A lot of Asian cultures have relied heavily on oral history throughout time, and so the ethnicity tests are not really coming up very well. And they're saying that if you are African American, that's another problem. If you are part European, they'll be able to trace your European ancestry, but there's really very little when it comes to your African ancestry. And there is one ancestry site right now that is doing a DNA kit that's called AfricanAncestry.com, but the problem is they're really looking for more people to sign up, because the more data they have, the more specific they can give you for results. So now a lot of people are realizing that this DNA test stuff, everybody wants to do it,
But you're really, if you are Asian or African American or even South American, you're not really getting great results. However, experts are saying that you should still, if your grandparents are around or if you have elderly relatives in your family, you should still have them take the test, because once the science and the data pool catches up, that eventually it will provide the same benefits that it provides to people of white European ancestry. It's just, unfortunately, right now, there have been a lot of people who are minorities who are buying these kits on the rise, and they're just not getting the same results that other people are getting, which is kind of a shame. And there should be, you know, I think there should be some sort of a warning, you know, based on your ethnicity, you may not have as accurate of data given to you as other people, but it's still, in the long run, experts are saying you still should do it if you're interested, and just you may have to wait longer for the data pool to catch up. But it is still worth it for the health stuff.
This is the week of the Consumer Electronics Show called CES, going back to 1970. The video cassette recorder was introduced. So we're going to find out what's new this year. Here's Holland Cook.
This week in Las Vegas, we're riding in driverless cars, and we're ducking drones, and we're seeing how technology is changing our homes and the way we work and play and improving our health. 4,000 some companies are showing off new products here this year, and many won't survive until next year. And that's what makes being here so cool. Every year, thousands of companies exhibiting here are trying to obsolete what was so cutting edge the year before. And I am pleased to report on something we will not see here. It's one of the fastest growing electronic gadgets introduced in the last several years. The e-cigarette. Consumer Technology Association CEO Gary Shapiro told me vaping companies were not invited. One innovation I am eager to see here this year will change how your phone is shaped again. Your phone used to flip, then the slab-shaped smartphone took over. Thin new phone screens will soon fold, and that same technology will produce TV screens that roll up when you're done watching. At most conventions, exhibit space is measured in square feet. Here, it's acres. So my favorite gear is comfortable shoes. At CES 2019 in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
Weather Channel has a new app, or the app which isn't apparently like there's a lawsuit.
Bad news. Yeah, bad news for users of the Weather Channel app, which is actually one of the most popular weather services.
I use
the Weather Channel app as well. I love it. It's the most accurate. It's been downloaded over 100 million times and has 45 million active users every month. And so according to a new lawsuit filed in Los Angeles, the app misled millions of users into allowing it to access their personal location data, and then they profited off of the data for commercial purposes, basically selling your information to third parties for marketing purposes. And in the lawsuit, the Los Angeles County Court claims that the weather company used the data for targeting, marketing, and hedge fund analysis, and they're seeking civil penalties and an injunction. So we'll see what happens with that. But
Meanwhile, it's fair and warmer after all the mudslides on the West Coast. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.